2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 4. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Philippians 2:2. Make my joy full, that you think the same thing, having the same love, joined in soul, thinking the one thing. 3:1. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, for me it is not irksome, but for you it is safe. The dissension among the Philippians was due to their not being joined in soul, to their not thinking the one thing in their mind, the leading part of their soul. They had Christ in their spirit through regeneration, but they did not have Christ in their soul through transformation. Only by having Christ saturate and occupy their entire soul could they be made one in soul. Today's reading. For years we have spoken about the experience of Christ and the enjoyment of Christ, but we have not seen the detailed way to enjoy Christ. Therefore, I have been burdened to give a number of messages on the way to enjoy Christ. In order to enjoy Him, we need to deal with every part of our soul, especially with our mind. If our way of thinking is dealt with, we will have the proper taste for Christ, and we will both experience Him and enjoy Him. We will not only eat but enjoy what we are eating. Whether or not we enjoy the food we eat depends upon our taste. Concerning Christ, our taste is mainly with our soul. This is the reason that concerning the experience of Christ and the enjoyment of Christ, we need to deal with the various parts of our soul. In order to be our living shepherd, it is necessary for Christ to dwell within us as the life-giving Spirit. For Christ to be our shepherd, He must be with us, even in us. Many times He goes along with us in order to turn us back. Consider how the Lord was the shepherd to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus. These disciples were going in one direction, but the Lord went with them in order to turn them to go in another direction. Luke 24:15 says, "While they were talking and discussing, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. Then He asked them what they were talking about." In a sense, these disciples rebuked the Lord when they said, "Do you alone dwell as a stranger in Jerusalem and not know the things which have taken place in it in these days?" Then the Lord asked, "What things?" After walking a while together, they constrained the Lord to stay with them. Then, as He took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, their eyes were opened, and they recognized Him. This is an example of the Lord's shepherding. Sometimes the Lord shepherds us in the same way that He shepherded the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We also may speak to Him in a nonsensical way or ask Him nonsensical questions. We may even rebuke Him, and He may pretend not to know what we are talking about. Many of us can testify of having the Lord Jesus shepherd us in this way. According to 1 Peter 2:25, Christ is also the overseer of our souls. The New Testament reveals that an overseer is an elder and that an elder is an overseer. In 5:1-3, Peter gives a word to the elders concerning the shepherding of the flock of God. What is the function of an overseer? The Greek word for overseer means one who oversees a particular condition or situation. This word seems to indicate someone above us who takes oversight concerning us and watches what we are doing. However, according to our experience, the Lord as the overseer is one who cares for us. For Him to oversee us means that He takes care of us. As the overseer, the Lord does not govern us or rule over us. Rather, He cares for us as a mother cares for her child. A mother oversees her child with the purpose of caring for the child. She wants to take care of every need. The same is true of Christ as our overseer. This is the end of today's morning revival.